who has blessed us and brought us this far. Be mindful, Lord, that you are the one who gives miracles. Miracles like we've never seen, even in 2015. And people are getting miracles everywhere. God, you are the miracle worker, and we praise you and just love you and thank you. Look on every person coming from all over the world to give God praise and thank them in adoration. God, I pray that you bless every person who takes time out for you, Lord, and give you 1,000 thank yous today. Awesomely bless them and awesomely bring them out. In Jesus' name I pray. Asking you, Lord, to shake the chunk tree and send blessings down from heaven. Yep, put their hands on the chunks and let them receive them in the name of Jesus, that it may help them through the storm and through the rain. Oh, I'm praying this in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. This is a proper praise. Because Jesus, you said, if we ask you anything, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. And we do that, Lord, and we praise you for it. Now look on everybody on the prayer line today. Bless their home. Bless their families. Bless them as they go out and go in. Bless their health and bless their strength. Lift them up, Lord, to where they belong. I bind the enemy who comes to hinder. God, every enemy, every devil that has come to curse us, I ask, according to Numbers 24, to let the curse be reversed. In Jesus' my name. Thank you for giving me that message one day, and it's been a blessing to me ever since. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless all my loved ones. Bless every participant on the program today. And Lord, help. Help those who need help. Help those who are in trouble. God, I pray that you soothe the aching hearts in Jesus' name and give deliverance. We pray. Thank you for all things. We give you the glory and give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line still. I'm here with my mother this morning. Amen. She's doing wonderful. Doing well. God has been so good to her. Assigned some beautiful nurses to help her. And they are doing well. Amen. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All of you this morning, I know it's early and we were up all night, the night before that, on Wednesday night. And thank God for it. It was so awesome. I tell you, ultra awesome what God did that night. So many great speakers and so many people who showed God concern and said, I want to be a part of what God is doing. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I'm praying, don't do it without me in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Everybody who has a voice, if you have a voice, if you can speak this morning, I challenge you to speak to the Lord because he's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. We bless you. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's
begin to commence the line of praise. Everybody from every area code, if you've got a voice, if you can see, I mean, y'all can see. If you can, you ought to see this. You're going to give God praise this morning. Don't give him a 10 seconds of praise. Just give him more praise than that. Amen. Let's praise the Lord, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your holy name. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Yeah, thank you for what you've done. You are so magnificent. You're so marvelous. You're so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding and so esteemable.
Thank you, Lord.
We just praise you. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you,
Jesus. Somebody give me a high praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you for getting night to rest.
Thank you
for waking us up.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you to forgive all sins. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our souls. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We invite you to continue to praise today in your life. If you want God to give you an unusual blessing, I'm praying that He will give you spectacular blessings.
Thank you.
Do things for you like you've never seen, like you thought to do. God bless you. Amen. As I said, I'm here with Mother Johnson, and she's doing well. Amen. I know this is Friday, and thinking about bringing that message explode, but please forgive me this morning. I'm here in the hospital room, and I can't bring it like I want to bring it. So maybe it might be a Tuesday. I'll try to do that explode. It might be a Tuesday. God bless you and you and you. Anybody got a praise report? If so, don't wait till I say praise reports and then try to think of it. Think of it now and prepare yourself. Plan and prepare yourself. I wish I had them with me, but I don't have them with me. I read a list that I did the other night. I'm called the 11 Characteristics of a Pitiful Leader. 11 Characteristics of a Pitiful Leader. And I wish I had them because it would help you. It really would help you. Some things that you won't do are the characteristics of pitiful leaders. Amen. So, like you know, when you have been told over and over again to pay respect on the prayer line, and you come on the prayer line knowing that we hear you and moving sheets and moving things and going to the kitchen and moving cups and going to the bathroom and all those kind of things. You know better than that. You've got more education as well as more common sense than that. Amen. You shouldn't do that because it's paying disrespect to other people. Amen. Those are characteristics of pitiful leaders. All of you on this line are leaders everywhere. You know not to do that. God has been too good to you for you to disrespect the prayer line. Amen. It's not good. God bless all of you. And I hate to do chastisement, but I know that is my job. And help me, Lord, do it more graciously, I ask in Jesus' name. All right. You want to have some praise reports this morning. And while I'm talking right now, you get it ready. And when I say praise reports, the line is open to you. Then you come in. You've been told this many times. Amen. So you're getting ready now to give your praise report, thinking of what the Lord has done for you. When I say the line is open to you, then you come in. Amen. Don't try to be the last. Try to be the first. Amen. God bless you for it. Amen. God bless you. We do have a praise report here. Brother Johnson came to the hospital, and thank God they have been treating her marvelously. And three nurses came in yesterday morning. At the same time, my God, and all of them got busy. So we praise God for how He's been good to her, and she's resting real well. Thank God for her. But we want to hear your praise report of what God did for you. We love the Lord, and we want to hear it. Amen. You got a praise report? All right. You want to hear it? The line is open to you. Who's the first one with the praise report?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. This is Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York.
Yes, ma'am.
Truly, the Lord is good wherever I'm glad. I just thank God. Thank you all for continuing to pray for me And I just praise and thank God for just blessing me. I was just about ready to go to the emergency room last night because my ear was throbbing so bad and I had like headaches. And I picked up the phone and I called Dr. Pfeiffer, and she prayed me through, and God blessed me not to have to go to the hospital. And this morning I'm feeling better, and I just praise and thank God for life today and that I didn't have to make that step last night. I just thank God for her. I thank God for you and the prayer line, how you all have continued to keep me in prayer, and even while I haven't been on the prayer line, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayer, and I thank God.
God bless you. God bless you. All right, next. Who
Good
has
morning.
A prayer?
This is Mother Area 708, giving honor to God, giving honor to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for on Wednesday, my son had chest pain. We took him to the hospital, and they kept him overnight. And they did a stress test yesterday, and I don't know what it was, indigestion or what, but I thank the Lord that he was able to come home. And I'm thanking and praising the Lord because on 1 year, on the 29th of January in 2014, they did surgery. My daughter had an aneurysm, and God blessed. She had the surgery, and she's doing fine. She got all her memory back, and she's able to do it. I thank God for all of his goodness. I can't tell it all, but the Lord has been good to me. He's made ways, opened doors, kept us in a warm place to live, roof over our head, and food to eat. I just thank God for all of his goodness to me.
God bless you, Brother D.B., that's a wonderful testimony. And we keep praying for your son. God bless you. All right, who's next? Next, who has a praise report for the Lord?
This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I just want to give this brief testimony. On Wednesday, I don't know, for some reason, my gum just had swollen up so big, and they were red and very, very painful. And I was going to take some pain medication. I said, no, I'm not going to take any pain medication. I said, God, I'm just going to thank you. And I got on the blog line on Wednesday night, and every time I opened my mouth, it hurt so bad. But I refused to take the pain medication. And I said, I'm going to get a miracle. And I kept praising God and praising God. The next morning I got up, the swelling was gone, the soreness was gone, and I didn't have to take any medication or any antibiotics. And I thank God.
Oh, wonderful. God bless you, Sister Ernestine Riley. God bless you from Chicago, I believe. And thank God for you. All right, who's next? Who else? Who did God do something else for? The children line is open to you. Tell it.
Texas, area code 325.
Uh-huh.
I pray God this morning and to all ambassador and all the saints on the line. Truly, I want to say that God is continually being who he is, just an awesome God. I have asked several times to remember my mother, Missionary McNally, in prayer. She was diagnosed some years ago with leukemia, and went in remission, then it would show up again, and we would continue to pray. But on Wednesday, she had a doctor's appointment because there were some areas I was seeing and was concerned about. But I want you to know the doctor came out with the report that those were just fatty tissues and not the lymph nodes that we were concerned about. And as he began to say that the white blood cells had not increased, my mom just broke in on him and said, I knew it, I knew it, I asked God, and he said it. And then she just went into her own prayer language. And that's just who she is. And I want you to know that God did it again. So I praise the Lord for the prayers of the saints and for being a miracle-working God that he is. Continue to pray for us.
Yes, he is a miracle-working God. And then I've seen miracles, so many miracles. And thank you all for telling me. Amen. I appreciate it so very much. All right, anybody else with a praise report? God bless you. Has the Lord given you a praise? Has the Lord done something for you?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I truly thank the Lord this morning for waking me up
I thank God for allowing me to see a new day I never seen before. I truly thank God for the shut-in on yesterday night. God is a great God. That was the first one that I did of this year. And I'm just giving God the praises that I was involved, that he woke me up. He woke me up to get on the prayer line. I didn't get on it. I didn't get on it right at the time, but God woke me up. I knew, he knew that that night I had worked it like 13 hours, and I wanted to be a part of it. So he did wake me up on time to get up there. And I thank God because yesterday my day was awesome. I thank God for everyone on this prayer line. I thank God for the one that has been praying for me and my family. I just thank God on this morning because he's just so awesome. He does things that you would never realize what he's doing. But I give him all the praise and honor, and I just thank God for all the one that's been praying for me. Mother Johnson, I love you. The first day I met you, I love you. I still do. You're coming out. You're coming out of the hospital with your hands up. I love you, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you so much. All right. Does anybody else have a praise report? If so, the line is open to you.
The Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Good morning, our Chief Ambassador, and to
good morning.
Mother. There, this is Ambassador Stern, and I greet everyone this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I feel I should say something about our shut-in. It was such a blessing to me. And I thank God. I'm not going to take that lightly because the Lord truly indeed blessed me. I shared with the blog line on last night that if anyone was on the line, I think it was Wednesday morning, and whatever morning, it was one of those mornings this week, and we were in was the first fruit prayer line in the morning, and I had to step away from the line to my cell phone, and one of my daughters in the ministry called, crying vehemently, just crying and screaming, amen, and she was telling me how her mom was on life support, and they weren't giving her not even a minute to live, and oh my God, I had to calm her down and everything, and so I did get a soul and prayed for her mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. The earnest prayer from my heart because I felt her pain. And later that evening, she called me and she said, I have something to share with you. I felt sure she was about to tell me that her mother had gone to be with the Lord. And she said, Pastor, you wouldn't believe that my mother is off, amen, life support. She came out of that coma. She's sitting up holding my sister's hand, and they're getting ready to release her. And I tell you, sometimes we pray and we believe the power of God, but I tell you, when you pray and you see the manifestation, oh, my God, it shouldn't surprise us, but I tell you, it does make you say, oh, my God. You say it again, prayer, prayer, prayer. It really does work, and I thank God for that because I would pray for anybody's mother like it was my very own mother. And on yesterday, I had my glasses was the handle was broken off, and my husband tried to glue it back several times. He had glue all over the eyelid. It was just, I couldn't do anything with it, but I needed the glasses. And I'm a classy lady, so I don't like going out looking half done and everything. If I'm going out, I'm looking well. So I know that wasn't going to work for me. And so my daughter said, well, why don't you go to your back to the eye doctor? Of course, she's a doctor, so she knew all the names. It's an eye doctor to me. And see, won't they just take that lens out and place you with some another instead of, because my glasses cost me every bit of $200 or $300 because I got to get everything on it. So I went there. I didn't even have an appointment. And I just walked in by faith and they say, how you doing, Mrs. Stern? How you doing, Pastor? I say, I'm doing fine. So I told them what my problem was. And she say, normally we don't take, we're normally closed for this type of situation here, and you have to get an, usually get an appointment. But they say, the one that take care of that, she's out for lunch, but you come back, amen, and about after 1 o'clock, and we're going to wait on you. And oh, my God, when I came back, the office was full for appointments, and they called me in. Oh, God, I thank God for Jesus. And she had me to pick out the frame I wanted, and I was, I just knew that I had to come out of the pocket with about $300. And she said, well, I'm going to tell you, your insurance cover, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even know I had that benefit. I'm telling you, I'm sitting on benefits that I didn't even know. She said, your insurance cover, all you got to pay us is $25. I almost broke the glasses again, jumping up and down. I tell you, we have to give up. Thanks. I don't call it a small blessing. I hear people say, for the little things, I call that a big thing, because I wouldn't have had that money to pay her yesterday. I still would have had, if I had to pay her $200 or $300, I still would have been walking around with them glasses in my purse until I would have been able to pay for them. But I honor God for that. I think that's a big thing for me, because I didn't have to come out of my pocket for that. And I had the $25, and I thank God. She say, we'll call you back. I say, I got to have my glasses on my eyes Saturday, because I got a big occasion that I have to do on Saturday at my church. She say, you'll have your glasses on your eyes by tomorrow, which is today is Friday. So I honor God for that. It's a blessing. And I don't believe if I had been in that prayer that I would have gotten that kind of blessing. Amen. I would have had to pay, because some of them are careless. They'll tell you that you got to pay this amount, because one time I was there and they disputed me that I had to pay this or that, and I had to let them know, no, I got this and that. So I thank God that I didn't have to go through the long haul, that God had the blessing set up just for me. So I thank God for that blessing. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
I bless you. God bless you, Pastor Stern, and that's a big blessing to me. Oh, my Lord, that's something. That's what I've been talking about. You have to recognize miracles. You have to recognize what the Lord does for you. A lot of times, some of y'all are not getting the benefits that you need from the Lord, because you can't recognize nothing. You take everything for granted. You know, take the blessings of the Lord for granted. It's not good. But you have to recognize what he's done for you. The more you recognize and praise him for what he's done, the more he'll bless you. And God bless you. Anybody else with the praise report?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, this is Lily Mays and 334 Alabama. I give God the praise for all blessing, for all blessing. And I thank him for being alive and well this morning. I thank him for my mom and you, Chief Ambassador Betty, and Mother Atlee Johnson, and all of you chief ambassadors that's on the line, all the saints of God. I love you and I praise you. I thank God for my little niece went to the hospital the other night, and Ambassador Stern prayed for her, and she was well. Was well and doing well and eating before she got back home. And I just thank God and praise God for all blessings, because all the blessing is just like a miracle to me. So God bless all of you, and I love you, and just keep me and my entire family in your prayers, and I will be doing the same for you. Have a good and blessed day. Love you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anybody else with the praise report? We'll take it.
This is Anyone else?
All right, go ahead, Sister Lucio.
I just truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I just really thank the Lord for this prayer line. I look forward every morning to get on this prayer line. And I'm just asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucio. And that's wonderful. Amen. To come forward and show forth his praises and his blessings that he's bestowed upon you and you giving him praise. Thank God. All right. Do we have anyone else who would like to give their praise report? If so, jump in there and give it. Anyone else?
God is good.
Good morning. This
good
is Christopher
God,
from
this is Mother Britt. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for hearing that Mother Allie is doing fine. I'm so glad to hear that good news. And I just thank God for all his blessings he has bestowed upon me. And things he's doing and saying he's going to still do. And I'm just grateful. May God bless everyone, each and every one on the prayer line. And to lift me and my family up. And I thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Britt. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Christopher from Memphis, Tennessee. Just wanted to thank God this morning for being on the prayer line. I, too, enjoy and look forward to being a part of this prayer every morning. Yesterday, I wanted to just say thank you to Dr. Stern. Her encouragement to the single women was just awesome, and I look forward to a forum dealing with that particular subject. I am not a 20 or 30-year-old single female, but I love God, and we do have issues, and just to have those things addressed would be awesome, and I thank God, and I look forward to it. That was just a blessing to my heart and soul on yesterday. God bless all of you.
God bless you, and thank God for you too. Oh my God, and let me just say that that all night shut-in was off the chain. It was awesome. What God did through that was so wonderful, and we do praise him for that. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, the last Wednesday of each month now, that we're to do that, the last Wednesday of each month, do it. And so we'll be moving forward on that. I do thank God for Ambassador Stan who introduced that idea about having something for the single women on the line, because God is expanding this ministry. I think that would be wonderful, Ambassador Stern. Let's move on that. Give me a date and time when you suggest that we would do it, and we'll look into it. The Lord bless you and keep you. It will be a blessing to my single young women. They need help like everyone else. God bless you. All right. Let me see here. Praise the Lord, everybody. I could take one more praise report if you have it. Anyone else?
Johnson, this is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee.
Mother Wilson.
I enjoyed the prayer line. I enjoyed the shut-in. I enjoyed all of those that speak. And I definitely enjoyed those that was encouraging the pastor's wife. I love it. We need encouraging. And I'm just glad that the Lord is just placing things in the hearts of his people so that we can be encouraged one for the other. Y'all continue to pray for me. But my aim is to live right and to do what is right.
Beautiful, Mother Wilson. We certainly will. God bless you, and we appreciate you. All right, we are at around the 6:30 hour, and I do want to get some prayer requests today. We haven't had a lot of prayer requests this week, and we certainly do want to honor your prayer requests, and we'll have prayer for you. Ambassador Hagen, if she would get ready to make our appeal for the day. Also, she may give a station identification. All right? But let me get a few prayer requests. Let me see here. Who would like to pray before I begin today? Who would like to pray for the people here? Someone volunteer. Do we have one or two who would like to pray?
If no one would come forward, I would. For God to show them what the problem is with my mother.
and that's my prayer this morning, that she be strengthened, oh God, and that God will have his way and his will in this situation for her and for me and for all of our family. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Dr. Johnson, how many more?
Oh, I would say take maybe one or two more.
Okay, so we'll take two more prayer requests. Anyone else?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Cobb in Texas. I need prayer from my niece, Diane Mitchell.
Okay. Okay, we'll take one more prayer request.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Long Island from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking prayer for my daughter. She's turning 15 tomorrow, please. Her name is Jalea. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to start the prayer for these, Dr. Johnson, and anyone else that wants to pick up after I pray can. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
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 But Father, we thank you this morning. We come to you as humble as you know how, Lord, first asking that you will forgive us of our sins and to blot out our transgressions. Lord, we come this morning thanking you for these prayer requests. Lord, first we would like to ask you to look on Dr. Johnson. Strengthen him, oh God, and strengthen Sister Betty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to let him rest in you, God. Father God, and we thank you, Lord, even as he is out to look at after Mother Johnson, we ask you to strengthen Mother Johnson, Lord. Look on her, God. We thank you, Lord, for raising her up and bringing her back to the prayer line, and we thank you for your healing power. God, we know that you are a healer, we know you are a deliverer, and we know that salvation comes through you. And God, we thank you. We say a prayer for Mother Wilson, Lord, that you would give her holy boldness, Lord, to even come forth to pray, Lord, to witness for you and to minister to others, that they would know your good works, God, and that they would glorify you. We say a prayer for Sister Lucille, God, and her request is unspoken, but God, you know what the problem and the situation is. And we ask you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, if you would just bless, just touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, we say a prayer for Sister Johnson in Texas. Lord, we say a prayer for Miss Louise, who is in the nursing home. We ask you, Father God, to show the doctors where the infection is. And, Father God, we know, God, that you are here regardless of wherever it is or whatever the doctors say. We know that you are the master doctor. We know you are the great physician. And we thank you for your healing power for all those on this prayer line. We say a prayer for Sister Ernestine Riley. Father God, we say a prayer for Dr. Sperry, Dr. Pfeiffer, and Dr. Johnson. Lord, bless our leaders. Bless them, bless them, bless them, God. Open up doors for them. Bless the finances. Bless the body. Keep the mind stayed on you. Keep the mind stayed on what they have to do, Lord, that they may win souls for the kingdom. And God, we ask you most of all to look on the first prayer line. Each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, teach me to pray and what to pray for. I thank you, dear God. We say a prayer for Mother Digby, God, for Charlene. We ask you, Father God, to look on Charlene Brown. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to heal that addiction. Lord, we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. And, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, to deliver her from this addiction. Whatever it is, God, we ask you, Lord, to bring deliverance. Lord, in the name of Jesus, wherever she is right now, God, trouble our spirit, trouble our mind, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Henry, God, Father God, to comfort this family. Comfort those five children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to just touch her, Lord. We say a prayer of comfort, God, that you would, Lord, let her know, God, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven can't heal. And, Father God, everything and everybody is in your hand, and we thank you right now. We say a prayer for Sister Dorothy Anderson. And, Father God, we say a prayer for her mother who is in the nursing home. We ask you, Father God, to show the doctors where the problem is. God, they don't know unless you show them. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to send in the right doctor, and, Lord, let him know or her know what the problem is, that they may give the right medication. And we thank you for healing, God. I say a prayer for my neighbor, Mary White, who's been in the hospital because they don't know what's wrong with her. She keeps passing out, but God, you know. And we ask you, Lord, to send your healing power. We say a prayer for Sister Dixon's niece, Diane, Lord, Diane Mitchell. Look on Diane, Lord. We call Diane to salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that she will live and work for you, and most of all, that she will pray for others, God, that they will know you in the pardon of their sins.
And God, we say a prayer for Sister Jennifer. We ask you, Father God, to bless her daughter, Jaleel. We ask you to look over right now, God. God, we know sometimes we have fear when it comes to our children. But, Father God, our children are in your hand. All we have to do is seek your face and pray. And, God, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to look on pastors and teachers and preachers everywhere, God, our bishops, our leaders, God. We pray for the fire and the police department and the EMS and all the doctors and nurses. And, God, most of all, we just want to give you praise this morning. And, Father God, I just thank you for giving me holy boldness, Lord, to do what I have to do, knowing that you've given me a job and a mission. And, God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I give you praise, honor, and glory this morning. We thank you for your name, Jesus. May I ask you, God, in your Son Jesus' name, to forgive us for all our sins, all of our iniquities, our sins of omission and commission. Father God, we thank you for just letting us be on this prayer and praise line this morning to give you thanks and praise for your word that to be praised. I thank you, God, for our chief ambassador, Chief Bernard Johnson, his wife, Ambassador Betty Johnson, Mother Atlee Johnson, who is in the hospital. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everyone that's on the prayer and praise line. Ambassador Pfeiffer Stearns, Ambassador-elect Lacey, just everyone that's on this prayer line this morning. We thank you, Jesus, because they are so faithful. They are so faithful in praying for everyone at any given time. And, Lord, we ask in this morning that you would just bless them. Bless them, oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you would continue to heal Mother Atlee Johnson in the hospital. Give her all the glory, Lord, and the honor that you want her to have, Jesus. For she's a faithful, faithful 94-year-old. Hallelujah. Oh God, we don't have not one or two men like that. We just give you praise because she prays you all day, every day. And she's worthy, oh